Oh, yeah, committed. That was the Newsboys. Well, students, there is one way that you can show your commitment to the Lord next Thursday, October the 5th. It is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And on the phone with me to find out more about that, we have Candy Cushman. Candy is the founder and facilitator for Focus on the Family's annual student-led event called Bring Your Bible to School Day. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Oh, great to have you. Well, tell us, what is Bring Your Bible to School Day all about?
Well, this is all about just reminding students all across the nation of the basic religious freedoms that they have to be who they are as Christians, to freely live out their faith in public. And so just by taking this one simple step of bringing your Bible to school and talking about it with friends during free time, you are helping to be part of a visual celebration, reminding everybody what their basic religious freedom rights are, and also helping to protect these rights for kids that are going to walk in the door after you. So that's what it's all about, and we are expecting around 500,000 to participate this year, so we're pretty excited about it.
That is really cool, and it has grown tremendously in just a few short years, hasn't it?
Oh, you know, we were taken by surprise by that. When we started it in 2014, we had around 8,000 students participating, and then it just jumped exponentially the next year to around 155,000, and then last year to 356,000. So that kind of crazy growth just took us by surprise, but I think it's because it's really resonating with students, and it gives them a fun, celebratory, positive way to just express who they are as believers in Jesus.
You know, I can hear some students and maybe some parents saying, wait a minute, can I do that? Or am I going to get in trouble? What's going to happen if I take my Bible to school?
Yeah, and you know, I hear all the time from the students that before they found out about this event, they did think that bringing their Bible wasn't allowed. And in some ways, I think that's sad because it's such a basic right that the federal courts have backed up over and over for the last several decades, that students have a clear right to bring their personal Bible to school, to read it during free time, and to discuss it with friends, you know, before and after class. The key is that they don't disrupt instruction time or be disrespectful to classroom time. But when it's their own free time, they have that right. And so I just encourage parents, if they're worried about that, to go on the website and look at the Know Your Rights section at the top of the website. And in every instance that I know of, when a teacher has gone up to a student and said, I'm not sure if you're allowed to have that Bible here today or that you can participate, all the student has done is shown them the memo that we have on bringyourbible.org explaining their rights to participate, and that's been the end of it in every case that I know of or that's been brought to my attention. So it's been very successful, and that's because the rights are well backed up in the federal court precedent.
Now, is that something they can take to school with them that day?
Yeah, there is a memo that you can print out and just put in the backpack in case they get asked questions about it. And as a parent, if you have a younger kid participating, it doesn't hurt to call the school in advance and just give them the information and say, I just want to let you know my kid's going to be joining this nationwide movement, and here's the information. That doesn't hurt to do that either.
No. So what have you seen God do through Bring Your Bible to School?
You know, it's just so humbling to see God using the faith of these students and the fact that they're taking leadership of this in their own schools. And just a couple of stories come to mind. One is Letty, a 13-year-old who participated last year. And she was one of those who just kind of assumed that it was safer to stay silent about her faith. But she found out about this event and became encouraged and decided to get the word out and take her Bible to school. And she told us that it ended up that half the class showed up with their Bibles.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And she said it was like there was a little mini revival in their school. She lives in a rural area in Virginia. And they had scriptures being posted on their own lockers and faith-based messages. And then they even started a Bible club afterward. And Letty told me that she had the privilege of leading one of her own friends to Christ as a result of all this.
Mm.
And her story is on there. I'll tell you, there's nothing more encouraging than listening to these students tell their stories themselves. It will give you hope in the next generation. And so Letty's video story and other students are on that website, bringyourbible.org.
Yeah, we hear a lot of negative stories, but there's a lot of good stuff taking place with our youth today, too, isn't there?
Yes, and you know, I think we don't give them enough credit for the boldness that they have. Even the younger ones, the kindergartners, you know, they convict me personally with their desire to share God's love and the gospel, and that starts at a young age. And I think when you equip them with knowing their rights and just basic tools like their conversation cards and little invitation flyers they can use. It's amazing how they take that and make it their own. There was an older elementary school student. She passed out flyers and invited people to meet her under a tree at recess and take turns reading the Bible. And she had, you know, 7 or 8 friends show up and do that. And we've got a video of that as well. So,
oh, very cool. You know, I know last year, one of our families participated, one of our listening families, and they shared a picture with us that the teacher had sent them of their little girl sitting there in school on her free time reading her Bible on Bring Your Bible to School Day. So it is exciting to see these young people taking part. Now, there's a student listening this morning who would like to participate a week from today and Bring Your Bible to School. What should they do?
Well, it's real easy. Just go to bringyourbible.org and hit the sign up button. And when you do that, not only will you have access to a free guide that will help you step by step get prepared to participate, but you're also automatically entered for a trip for four, a family of four, to see the Newsboys in concert and meet the band in person.
So that's, oh, cool.
Yeah, the Newsboys have a heart for this and religious freedom issues, so yeah, that's their way of encouraging the students. It's really easy, and there's tools on there like posters and buttons, sticker design printouts, and activities like quizzes you can do and videos to show. So there's all different kind of ways that you can participate as a student.
And they'll also be using social media too, right?
Yes. A really easy thing to do, especially if you just are new at this and you're just one person and you're just going to show up with your Bible and your backpack and take it out at free time, and that's okay. An easy way to help the movement nationwide is just to represent on social media. And you can just take a selfie with your Bible on that day and use the hashtag #BringYourBible. And that's a really easy way to represent and also support the thousands of students doing this on the same day nationwide.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, Candy. I'm sure you have a busy week, but we appreciate your ministry there at Focus on the Family and all you've done to help facilitate Bring Your Bible to School Day. And I know God's going to use it and just multiply it this year. We're excited.
Thank you. And I sure appreciate what you're doing to get the word out and equip your audience.
Oh, thank you. That's what we're here for. You have a great day. Again, Bring Your Bible to School Day is coming up 1 week from today. That's October the 5th. If you would like to find out more about that, you can go to their website, bringyourbible.org. That's bringyourbible.org, or you can find out more on the Praise Network website. Up next, it's One Girl Nation. We're going to live for Jesus while we're young.